It's become her signature move, insofar as it is a move to save her signature. A Victoria, British Columbia artist is in a legal battle with giant U.S. toy maker Mattel. This weekend, Mattel plans to start selling its American Girl line of dolls in Canada, and in order to do that, it wants to register the name Carolyn as a trademark for its Carolyn Abbott doll. But that means that the artist, who has a very similar trademark name, could lose out. Carolyn Yardley is that artist. We reached her at her home in Victoria.
Carolyn, how much is it costing you so far to be in this legal battle with Mattel?
Well, originally I was quoted between $3,000 and $5,000, which is the cost to file your evidence in a Section 45. However, in my situation, because of failed negotiations on a coexisting agreement in part, it has cost me roughly twice that much.
And what's a Section 45?
A Section 45 refers to Section 45 of the Canadian Trademarks Act. And what it is that anybody who has a registered trademark, such as myself, I've had mine, hired a trade lawyer in 2008 to register my trademark, and anyone after the trademark has been registered for 3 years can ask the registrar at the trademark office to forward a Section 45 notice. And essentially, it's an expungement proceeding. So another company who is American Girl, they were applying for Caroline, and the examiner at the trademark office had cited my existing registered trademark as being in conflict with similar wares and services that they desired. And so the expungement proceeding is essentially saying to me, you need to furnish evidence that you're using this, otherwise we're going to remove you or you're liable to be expunged from the trademark. And
expunged.
then that way, the Caroline trademark would then be able to remove the objections of the examiner and proceed forward with their registration. So in a way, it's very fair because there may be people out there who have registered trademarks for many, many years and are not using them. And so it's a way to get dead wood off the registry.
Are you using yours?
I am using mine, and I have filed my evidence of use. And that's what my story is really about, is educating small business owners and letting them know that you need a contingency fund, because if you don't have the finances or you don't have between $3,000 and $5,000 to start to actually hire a lawyer to package up your evidence and have it filed with the Canadian Intellectual Property Office, if you can't do that, then you're liable just to be expunged.
Okay, so let's talk about what might be expunged, which is your trademark is spelt Carolyne, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's based on your name?
Yes.
And the other one, Mattel wants to use for its doll, Caroline or Carolyn, Carolyne. So there's a different
that's
spelling,
right.
So why can't you keep yours?
That is a good question. That would be a question for the trademarks office.
Now, Carolyn the doll, Caroline or Carolyn, that's this Mattel product. What do you sell? How do you use your Carolyn?
I sell them for paintings, but also the merchandise. So where we overlap, I also have under my trademark registered for dolls, books, greeting cards, and bookmarks. And that's the overlap between the two of us that is at issue. And that is where I support myself through my merchandise in order to be able to paint. I only paint about 12 to 15 paintings a year. Each one takes about 150 to 200 hours. And I'm certainly not going to make a living selling 12 paintings a year.
But describe this, the things that you paint and the merchandise, because it's quite amusing.
Oh, sure. So I specialize in something that I currently right now, I call it squirrealism. And so they're human characters with squirrel masks or squirrel faces. And those are the original paintings and then the merchandise that I sell that helps me distribute the brand and get it into the hands of more people in the form of bookmarks, books, greeting cards, and like I say, small little dolls that are all handmade.
The dolls are squirrely dolls, squirrealism, as you describe it. I mean, though they are dolls, they're easy to distinguish between that and the historic Mattel Carolyn doll, would you not think?
I think hers is quite unique.
Okay, so now how far are you going to go to fight this trademark war?
Well, I've furnished my evidence. So now it's basically waiting for an examiner at the trademark office to review my evidence and to determine if my evidence is sufficient enough to be able to keep it registered.
Otherwise, you get expunged.
That's right.
And so, but how much more is it going to cost you to do this?
I don't know. That's to be determined. There's lots of little boring bits, I think, in the middle and big breaks of time. You only get to find out really a lot of the extra costs when the next few months go by.
Is there no way that you and Mattel can just share this trademark?
Well, that's where I spent an additional amount of money in part. We were trying to have a coexistence agreement. And the coexistence agreement was a covenant for both of us to say that in future we wouldn't challenge each other's mark and we could both go about our own business and carry on with our business. And they wanted me to sign that I would not further challenge theirs, but they refused to sign that they wouldn't further challenge mine. And that's where the breakdown of the coexistence agreement happened.
All right. So one of these Carolins is going to win.
I don't know how that's going to go out. I have no crystal ball.
All right, we'll be watching. Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Carolyn Yardley is an artist currently in a legal battle with toymaker Mattel. We reached her at her home in Victoria, British Columbia. And you can see some of Carolyn Yardley's art, hear that interview again, on our website, cbc.ca/AIH.